بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. یاد میں آقا کے آنسو بہ گئے، یاد میں آقا کے آنسو بہ گئے، سب مدینے کو گئے ہم رہ گئے، سب مدینے کو گئے ہم رہ گئے. رنگ کوئی نہیں جو یار کی لا دے خبر مجھے، کوئی نہیں جو یار کی لا دے خبر مجھے، کوئی نہیں جو یار کی لا دے خبر مجھے، سیل اشک تو ہی بہا دے ادھر مجھے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو، ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں، ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس، اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں، تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، منتظم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، منتظم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، جتنے عالم ہوں تجھ پر لٹائیں، جتنے عالم ہوں تجھ پر لٹائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. سارے عالم، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کیوں یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائیں میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائیں لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں کو بھول جائے لذت دو جہاں کو بھول جائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر رحم اللہ تعالی در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں
فرسید کارگزاری اور رہستہ ہی جلسہ ان فور شفز اینڈ دس کارگزاری از ریٹن بائی سم بڈی 10,000 مائلس اوے فرام دی یو کے جس سے واٹ افیکٹ ماشاء اللہ واٹ دا پیپل آر ٹیکنگ ویئر اینڈ ویئر
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ایلومینیٹنگ دا اسکائیز فار اینڈ وائڈ دا سن روز برائٹلی ایٹ فور شفزن ڈیز ٹو ریمبر فار ایئرز ٹو کم May the Ruhani radio activity emit for years to come. From the khutbah of Jumu'ah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, we began to learn. Until Kareem ibn al-Kareem, Damat Barakatum, asked for the Jannah that Hazrat had made us yearn. The verses of poetry rendered in between by an arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is himself. Yet his adab and love for his shaykh, his tawazu rises the love of Allah in every heart manifest. Light upon light, nurun ala nur, mashayikh upon mashayikh, the light overwhelming. Night upon night, zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd, the shaitan relentlessly striving. But the one light extinguishes every darkness, the one joy takes away every pain. The arid land blossoms hundreds of new flowers, the lush gardens dance for joyfully in the rain. Put away your umbrella, put away your excuses, and let the rain fall down upon you entirely. Become immersed in this madness, for in this path of love, success is found with no boundary. And this beauty emanates from the heart and ruh of my beloved Murshid, my Shaykh, the Praised One. From far off, yes, we too feel the steam, but how I wish to be near, yet who am I? Just Ridwana, the sinful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant Abbaji, and all of the people who helped and aided in the Jalsa in any way. Even by attending, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the very best of rewards. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahmadu Rasulullah ala Rasulullah al-Karim. Very short comparatively, just a few lines. Hazrat asked me to read it out. This is from the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these few words came to my mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My honorable and esteemed Hazrat, an egg or a cup of tea, or Hazrat, even an ordinary rose tree, an egg or a cup of tea, or Hazrat, even an ordinary rose tree, I never thought it was there to affect me, but from Hazrat we learned this just cannot be. I never thought it was there to affect me, but from Hazrat we learned this, that this just cannot be. In all this Allah Ta'ala we should see, like it comes to Hazrat so simply. In all this Allah Ta'ala we should see, like it comes to Hazrat so simply.
I saw up on Thursday night, I talked to Guru Pachyapstan from Maghrib time, and I approached Maulana Lunar Sahib after Isha. My talab was there just to get to perception with Hazrat. Hazrat Tawajju was so strong, pulling on it like a magnet. And Alhamdulillah, Maulana Hussain Luna said, Ibrahim bhai, anytime. And we left in the morning, and on the way, Alhamdulillah, making zikr, made fajr on the way. And when we reached perception, Alhamdulillah, when I saw Hazrat, I was so happy that, you know, I can't express it. And Hazrat always says, make safar with your sheikh, and you'll understand your sheikh. You know what a sheikh is, who a sheikh is. The muhabbat with your sheikh, make safar and you'll understand. And Alhamdulillah, it's the first time I made 3 days safar. And the ulum and the tawajjuh of Hazrat was Alhamdulillah. Although I'm every day with Hazrat, but this was something else. This was something else which I experienced myself with Hazrat. Sitting next to Hazrat, and passing the water of Hazrat, and the tawajjuh of Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, it was so strong that I don't think I'll miss a safar. If I can help it, I won't miss a safar, inshallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں when will my duas, my sighs, my pleading to Allah, when will it catch color? In other words, when will my duas be accepted? The duas of mine of tahajjud time. And what are those du'as? That also Hazrat is explaining. And when will I see the fulfillment of these du'as? Rang laayi kab meri aahe. And what is the du'a? Phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. That we again have the opportunity that we are on our way to Medina. That our tickets are being booked. That we are going to the airport. That we are flying to Medina. We are reaching the haram of Medina. So that should be really the desire of every believer all the time. And the dua, and that when will my dua be fulfilled? And again, I'll be seeing Rauza-e Mubarak. I'll be standing in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, and when I will see the green dome, that is, even while we still coming with the taxi, while we moving, and I see that green dome, it will just change my world for me. I'll be in a different realm, in a different world. Kehke salli ala. We will read Durood Sharif and we will just go into a trance just by seeing that. Like that a person just thinks about the green dome then also. But now when you are there, you are seeing it. The wind of Medina is touching you and you are in that environment and you're seeing all the people going to the haram, coming from the haram. It's just a different atmosphere and environment. Jab huzuri ka alam ataho. When Allah will bless me with the occasion to be present in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Rauza-e Mubarak. Now I've come there, I've taken my bath, I've changed my clothes, and I've come there in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unko afsanae gham sunaye. And from my heart I will read my salatu salam. And I will speak to my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with all the adab and respects also. Not like how you speak to a friend or somebody. And in this, one of the greatest adab
is brevity, to be short, not to go into all details, etc. And but it will be the occasion that I can tell my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, how I love you, how I cherish you, and all that is included, even if you just read, as-salatu wasalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. In our Durood Sharif is the expression of our love. In the Durood Sharif is the expression of our appreciation. In our Durood Sharif are the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our Durood Sharif are duas that Allah must even more, make more higher the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even much more. So just reading Durood Sharif, and this is one great beautiful hidden treasure that Allah commanded us to read Durood Sharif. But perhaps not a single the wordings of Durood is that I am sending Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the wording is, oh Allah, you send. Allah told us, you send Durood. We say, oh Allah, you send Durood. Because we were not fit at all. We should have made so much of the adabi, disrespect. So Allah gave us the words, and the words are those, what we might call simple words, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Now we are asking Allah to send Durood. But Allah, and Allah sending Durood, what will be the level of that Durood? That Allah will credit our account, that you send all this Durood. That you had, Allah will send it according to His position. And Allah will say, you send it, and He put it into our account. So there to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not to go into a conversation, just reading of salatu salam. And everything will come in that. Abna jana ho ghar, humko wapas. And when a person will get that enjoyment of sitting in the haram, of making tilawat there, seeing all the people of the world who have come in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and what maddening crowds, how they love Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then we won't wish to go home. This is our real home. Just like a person who has got a proper iman, and that iman is fresh, not dormant, not stale, not packed away, then that person always, he cherishes the talks of Allah. And he loves to listen to Quran Sharif, loves to read Quran Sharif, make zikr, be with Allah wala. And Allah wala are those who are talking about Allah, and who are reminding him about Allah. So just like that, in the haram of Medina, when a person is there, he also wants to be in this environment, and he doesn't want to go home. Chupke, chupke, ye mange, duaye. Silently, silently in our heart, we will be making this dua. Oh Allah, keep us here. Oh Allah, let us die here and be buried in Baqi. Oh Allah. Tera dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. And then a scene of Kaaba Sharif, that oh Allah, my head be on your threshold. Whether it is in sajda, or whether it is at Multazam, the place between Hajar-e-Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, and it's not so easy to make it there, especially with all the crowds. Wherever you are, try and sit in that direction, and then imagine you are there, and all the duas you wanted to make there, make them here, as though you are at Multazam. And when you can, you got lucky, you are young, you got health, by all means go to Multazam. Make your way slowly, without causing inconvenience to anyone. But you can't, you're in the haram, you are in the mataf. Imagine you are at Multazam. And whatever duas you want to make, pour them out and make them to Allah Ta'ala. Jahan is tarah tujh par lutaye. In this way, we want to give our lives for you. Oh Allah, let my ruh come out in this condition. That my head is down in sajda, that I am engaged in duas, and in this way I've got the close connection with you, and you take my ruh in that way. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, oh Allah, make me yours. The Arabic of which is, Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka. Oh Allah, you be ours, and make us yours. So there is also a dua we should try and read quite often. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka. Multazam par ye mange no aaye.
These du'as we will be asking there at Multazam. And this is that great du'a. Allahumma kullana waj'alna laka. And repeat it many times. If you are at Multazam, very good. Otherwise even, if you are in the mataf, if you are sitting in the haram building, imagine you are there and you are asking Allah Ta'ala this du'a. Dono aalam ki kya hai haqeeqat. And now you have come to that stage where you realize what is the value of both the words. Dunya is nothing, and dunya is one thing that we can understand also, that what is this dunya? One person makes lot effort for dunya from the morning till the night, Monday to Monday, whole month, whole year he's making effort. And another person is not making effort for dunya, taking it easy, and one is making effort for akhirat all the time. He's not making effort for dunya, for akhirat. What is necessary for dunya, so much he does. Then all these three people at the mort, at the time of mort, as far as that aspect are concerned, are all equal. That is, that person who whole life he gave for dunya, and he earned dunya, and he got lot of dunya, but he's going empty-handed. The person who didn't make effort is also going empty-handed. And the person who just did little bit more he did for akhirat, his dunya thinks he's also going empty-handed. But now see where they are going to, what has each one gone with. Eh? The others who are going empty-handed. And this one who made fikr for akhirat, he's full there. He's where his bank balance is over-brimming, overflowing. And while the others are all zero. So don't let us be stupid, and that where we make so much effort for dunya, all the time, high wija, dunya, this meeting, that appointment, this business trip, that meeting, all the time, and at the time of mort, nothing. And we see that person who was just sitting quietly, relaxing, lazy, doing nothing. We see we same like him. No difference. Eh? Like a person, like we people, who work so hard the whole year and you save money and you go for a holiday. Eh? And then you go and relax there. You have a late brunch or great breakfast and you relax. While those people in the location, they are relaxing all the time. So who is more richer? You who work the whole year to relax for 1 week. Or those who are relaxing the whole year. They got more money, they more relaxed. So let this dunya not fool us. At the time of mort, everything will be left behind. And those who didn't work for dunya, they're not Muslims, they didn't work for akhirat also. But as far as dunya's sarmaya, capital, possessions are concerned, we'll be same with them. We left it behind, they also didn't have, so they also going empty-handed. But those who had iman and prepared for akhirat, they are, dunya's things they'll also leave behind, but the akhirat they will make. And that will be an eternal life. And that life is such also, what a parda Allah has put on that life. We bury our family people, close people, but that life, Allah made it also such a parda veil Allah has put on it, we don't even think of it. Who of us really think what's happening to my father in the qabr, my mother in the qabr, this family member, all the people who are in the qabr, we don't think. Allah just put a, if that had to be there and a person thinks of it, the whole system of dunya will go upside down. Nobody will work for dunya. If that Allah had to open the scenes to us, Allah knows what the condition is. Eh? A person will get so worried about himself, he'll stop working for dunya. Eh? So Allah has put that, but we must think about that. And Allah will choose few of his bandas to think about that life. What must be happening? You go to the Qabristan, also you just casual. You don't think inside what is happening. Eh? Once we went to the Qabristan in Primrose, Germiston, where we were, my Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallusab Rahmatullah Ali was with me in the car, and like in many graveyards here, you have to pass the non-Muslim section, then somewhere at the back is the Muslim section. So we are passing, and it was the time of the other government where all these places were kept very, very spotless, very neat. So Hafiz Saab, Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, these people's graves on top are so nice. But inside what is happening? And our graves perhaps are not maintained so well. But inside, inshallah, we hope. But if a person must think, what's happening. And I'm also going there. And I don't know when I'm going. And when I go, with no return ticket. I'll be going permanently. And what I did is going to be my consequences then. So Allah give us the topic to consider this. And this is muraqabah maut, which we all should do daily. And this will help tremendously. Otherwise, generally, Allah has made the system that we don't even think we burying a person. We are going down, we're putting, but after that we don't think now what must be happening to the person. When Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad, passed away, one of his very close, maybe brother-in-law or somebody, who a very pious person, he came walking by us at the Qabr, and he said, please make dua. As soon as we take our 40 steps, question is going to start. Allah must make it easy. We don't worry about this. We know it. It's just in our mind, but we don't think it's what is going through with that person. Our own family members, and it's going to happen to us, what will be our condition? So to have this worry and concern, whether we'll be able to give the proper answers, what our condition will be, that is the big worry a person should have. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Oh Allah, when we have found you, and this is why we go to Makkah and Medina Sharif also. Not just to go in for shopping, not to go and eat in the restaurants, but we go there to find Allah. And if a person doesn't find Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, he doesn't find Allah Ta'ala in the Masjid, he doesn't find Allah in his zikr, he doesn't find Allah in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, where is he going to find Allah? Okay, so when you have found Allah, now your condition that you just exclaim, oh Allah, I give not only the two worlds, every world, whatever you have created, I sacrifice it all so that I can get you. I want you, my Allah. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab. And now the condition, with your with love of Allah, overwhelming, you can't contain it. Now I'm going to trouble the whole world. I want everyone to enjoy this. To have your ma'rifah, to have your closeness, to have your muhabbat, I will go in the whole world. There are darbe muhabbat sunai. I will just go and I will tell people about your love, your greatness, how to recognize you, your qudrat, how you have the signs you have put in the heavens and in the earth, in human being himself, everywhere. And I will tell the people also, I'll just speak about this. This will be my topic wherever I go now. Tera dard muhabbat sunakar, and when I tell them the story and sing the song of your love to everyone, sare alam ko bajnu banaye, will make the whole world mad in your love. Let them all become, get a taste of this beautiful love of yours. All love that is in the world, Allah is the creator. What must be the love of Allah? All beauty what is in the world, Allah is the creator. What must be the beauty? And this love is just one fraction of it. And this beauty is hardly a fraction of the beauty of Allah. So now we will make the people of the world, we will make them go and let them go in a trance, become mad. Sare alam ko majnu banakar. And once you have made the whole world mad in your love, and everyone, and this must be the aspiration of every person. Not just that I'm doing my business, I come majlis one night and finish, forget everything. No, we have majlis everywhere. Eh? That those who got ijazat, they must make majlis. And make majalis. Different places, some of our friends, mashallah. One day of the week they're making here majlis. One day of the week they are making there. Don't look at numbers, how many are coming. Just carry on making. And talk of the love and the greatness and the beauty of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that must be the aspiration to make the whole world the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And when we have done that, Mere Maula, Tere Geet Gaaye, O my Allah, we will just sing the song of your praises. And we will just be in that. And then, just the word Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. When now you have got the marifa, these words have a different meaning. They are just not just those words that we learned when we were in for first year in Maktab. And we are reading the kalima so loud. But now, O Allah, you are pure of all faults whatsoever. And all praise, whatever praise can they be, and when do you praise? When the beauty, you seeing the beauty of Allah, so you only praising. No blemish whatsoever. Only beauty whatsoever. One friend wrote, that his father, about 83 years old, on the one side, mashallah, what great qualities. He's first in the masjid every day. And he cleans the masjid, puts everything right, the fans on, the heaters, the lights, opens the doors, everything. Khadim of the masjid. Last to leave, puts all the lights of everything off. He's got these great, great qualities. But he just hates the belief jamaat. Eh? So there's a blemish also. They are so great quality. He doesn't allow a jamaat to come. If by mistake a jamaat comes, the rest of the family, big family, they have to put their faces down in shame. How he will treat them, what he will say. Also, his the son, he's teaching, so his opinion, only Quran. After Quran, don't let them come here, they finish learning. They mustn't learn no masalas, no seerat, no hadith. Only Quran, once they have read, once Quran finished, they are gone. So on the one side, see how great, but our Allah is not like that. There is no fault with Allah Ta'ala. No weakness with Allah Ta'ala. Allah, like many people, we praise them, but we know they got this weakness also. Allah, there is no possibility with this. You read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. In every aspect, Allah is the greatest, and that's my Allah. And you've got your personal connection with Allah Ta'ala. Mere maula tere geet gaaye lazzat qurb paakar tere hum, when we have got the enjoyment of this closeness with you. Hey, Allah is offering it to everyone, endeavoring that way. When you go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, instead of all the other saugat of khajur and zamzam, which is no problem, or all the material things, bring the love of Allah and distribute that. That we don't see anyone speaking about it. What is the love of Allah? How, what a magnet the Kaaba Sharif, people from across the globe, people from across the cross section of society, people rich and poor, old and young, weak and strong, women and men, children and big, everyone is coming. Rosa and Mubarak, what an attraction. What a job, we have to bring the army to control the crowd. What love of Allah, that we don't speak about. We speak about the hotels, we speak about other things. If a person, what he got inside, that is what will come out. Al-ina al-tarashrah bima fi. What is inside will come out. So we had love of dunya, that, or the comforts, or the difficulties we experienced. But this is what a person was supposed to get in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Lazzat-e qurb, paakar teri hum, teri lazzat-e do jahan bhool jaye, and we'll forget the enjoyment of both the worlds. Dar-da-dar dhoonta hai ye akhtar. Hazrat says, this is my what I look for. What I'm looking for in the whole world where I'm traveling and going around. Pakistan has not traveled so many places. Bangladesh, how many suffer? South Africa, England, America, Reunion, Mauritius, the world has not traveled. What was he looking for? Ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye. I look for those people who I see have got the love of Allah. Whether it is hidden, I see it and then I start making it now work on it. And let it come to the fore. Like we in South Africa, the love was there, that's why making the mark, but it was hidden, it wasn't activated. You have something, and it's not activated, no benefit of that thing, it's there, and that is what is called the treasure. It is present, but it is not manifest. Like you got in your, buried in your garden, 1,000 gold coins, but you don't know. It's there, but you... Now when somebody comes and they make out its ear, they take it out and they give it to you, what happens? The love of Allah is there. Allah put it in every human being. All the humans Allah had put it. But now it needed to be activated. It needed to be taken out. And this is what mashayikh do. And this is what Allah wala have to do. Not going around and giving bayans. Not going around and just rattle off something. All what we know. But to try and get people to get the love of Allah, which is in them, to activate it. Taqwa is in them, to activate this taqwa. That is the feeling and the concern a person should have. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. In this beautiful poem, there are a few things, which if we just understand it, it will have much more meaning. Illuminating the skies far and wide,
The sun rose brightly at Port Shepstone. Days to remember for years to come. May the Rouhani radioactivity emit for years to come. The Imam, Maulana Imran Khamisa, after the first bayan, he says the whole place is electrified. He was so happy at the end, he cried. He says, what you people came and do here? We couldn't believe this could happen here. What you people did here? So the whole place was, it was just, we don't feel it. But the people, all the ulama, how many ulama came? And all, mashallah, like farishtas dressed. What an environment. From the khutbah of Jummah, we began to learn until Kareem ibn al-Kareem, that is Maulana Mazharsa. Kareem, the son of Kareem, a son of Hadrat Awashah, Hadrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. And then, the we spoke on the last day, Bayan was a little bit on Jannat, the pleasures of Jannat, and he made dua for that. That is what is being referred to. The verses of poetry rendered in between by an Arif, that is Maulana Rafiq Hathurani Sahib, which she could make out there in London, that who is himself an Arif, a lover of Allah Ta'ala. So this is really, when a person can make out clearly from a person that how his attitude, you can make out whether there is a lover of Allah Ta'ala, whether there is just a lecturer and orator, or whether there is something else that that person has got. Whether he's just flowing of words, or whether reality is also there. So she made this out there. Light upon light, nurun ala nur, mashayikh upon mashayikh, the light overwhelming. And the whole of Port Shepstone, all the men, the women, the young, the old, the learned, everyone was, what an environment they made out, they just couldn't understand. On the other side, night upon night, zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd, the shaitan relentlessly striving. Shaitan is trying to effort. Yeah, at least some effort somewhere in the world is being made for this light. But the one light extinguishes every darkness. The one joy takes away every pain. This is how Allah's system is. That liyukhrijuhum min al-zulumat. Zulumat is in plural. Because there are various types of haram. Ilan nur. Nur is one. Allah Ta'ala. Deen of Islam. Allah is one. Islam is one. Iman is one. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one. Makkah is one. Medina is one. So take them out from all the wrong and bring them to the one. The arid land blossoms hundreds of new flowers. The dry land. But when the rain falls, how beautiful flowers. Especially if we have to go to Namibia, Namakwa land first, and where these what are those flowers? Jay? Daisies, and that other what are those small little flowers here also towards the cosmos. How they, mashallah, how the cosmos are all just full, as far as your eyes can go. You just see the where from the desert, and now all this beautiful cosmos, and nobody plants them. Allah plants them, and they come out, and what beautiful colors they are. One lady says that she wants her wedding to be in the cosmos land. And from there, her groom must come and pick her up and take her away. Put away your umbrella, put away your excuses and let the rain fall down upon you. All these excuses we have, put them aside. Come to such gatherings. This excuse, that excuse, this kept me back, put them aside. Those who go, like Ibrahim, mashallah, how he felt when he went, and all those who went. Many people, and many emails are coming, how the people, how they felt and what they experienced. And this beauty emanates from the heart and ruh of my beloved Murshid, my Shaykh, the praised one. From far off, yes, do we too feel the steam. From how far? And going through all the audio streaming, but that also they feel it there. And also at the same time we must think, we are near and what did we benefit we took. And those who were there also, and if we didn't get this feeling, why didn't I get this feeling? But how I wish to be near, yet who am I? May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Yusuf has written, an egg or a cup of tea, what I think is from the blog. Now this also, our mind must go there. How many of us even visit the blog?
What beautiful articles are there. And this one of the egg, that how eggs are graded, etc. Husbands are also graded by Allah Ta'ala. Whether you're a rotten husband, whether you're a first grade husband, whether you're what kind of husband. And wives are also graded. Whether she's a rubbish wife, or whether she's a good wife. So that whole article is referring to all of that. Though it's only one sentence, but it's referring to all that. Or a cup of tea. From a cup of tea, there are a lot of lessons to learn. So that also we must see. Maulana Abu Lubab, who is here, she asked somebody to send a message about that priest, the three advices he gave. So wrote it out. Then I forwarded this to the lady who prepares this blog, that she can prepare. Then she reminded me this was prepared longer time. And the whole article and what, how beautifully it is presented in that. But how many of us go? Why? There are about over near 50,000 visitors of the blog. So we must think that if I going, other people are benefiting. My share and other people are benefiting. Hey, our things and other, and I'm not benefiting. I don't even go to it. I don't even see it. And these are beautiful articles and many people are making their majlis from here. And they are teaching from here. Oh, Hazrat, even an ordinary rose tree. What's that, Yusuf? Jee, mashallah. A rose tree with the thorns under it. What lessons from there also. I never thought it was there to affect me. All this, but we don't take notice of it. And now it's all elucidated. It is spelled out, but still we're not taking any interest or any benefit. But from Hazrat we learn that this just cannot be. Don't be like that. Bring the reality. And now it's spelled out. And go on to it and see what is there. In all this Allah Ta'ala we should see. Like it comes to Hazrat so simply. May Allah bless us inshallah with this. Here we were reading of Maulana Abdul Mateen Sahib, who had written to Hazrat. One, he wrote one letter, and he just, that you heard Hazrat was weak, and now Hazrat has got strength, managing his affairs and his work again. So Hazrat said, Dua'o ko mere haq mein sharf-e qabool bakhshe, your du'as which you have made for me, may Allah accept it. The other question and answer that is important, is work ek zehni khaljaan bagharz ilaaj khidmat pe pesh karta hu. I've got a mental, I can't reconcile this, it's a problem I've got. Two things seem to be opposite to one another. Hazrat ki duaon ki barkat se sehri tahajjud ke liye Allah Ta'ala utha dete. Allah wait me aapka sehri, that means I keep roza, I make my tahajjud. Dua ke liye Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali ke shauq to watan mein hai ki apne guzishta gunahon ko yaad karke khub gira karo aur istighfar kar lo. In shauq to watan the kitab that we also read after Zohar in Ramzan. There is written that to Hazrat writes that especially tahajjud time cry to Allah and ask forgiveness of your gunas. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali ki hi Khalifa Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hai sahab Rahmatullah Ali farmate ke jab achhi tarah tauba kar lo to Allah Ta'ala gunahon ko mita dete. When you make proper your tauba with the condition, those gunas are washed away, they no more there. Ab guzishta gunahon ko agar aap yaad kare to iska matlab ye hoga ki Allah Ta'ala ne gunahon ko mita diya hai. But if you still keep on, your gunas are forgiven. But you still keep on remembering them. Then it will mean Allah forgave them. Ye Allah Ta'ala ka ihsan hai. Allah's favor. We forgave your gunas. Lekin tum pichle gunah yaad karke unko zinda karna chahte ho. And you want to refresh that gunas and you want to remember those gunas. So it's opposite. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali wrote, remember all your gunas and ask for forgiveness. And his Khalifa, Dr. Abdul Hai says, Allah has forgiven you. Now why must you still carry on remembering your guna? Like for example, something between husband and wife, you forgave one another. Now every time you bring it up. No, forget it now. Now carry on with your relationship. It's over. You forgave one another. Now carry on. Ye Allah Ta'ala ki na shukri hai. That Allah forgave you and this na shukri now. Isse bacho, stay away, this Dr. Abdul Hai writes. Is shubha ke baad ye haqeer Hazrat ki kitabon se rehnumai talash karne laga. And this is now a talib sadiq, a person who really wants the truth. Now when I got this, now I don't know, this side is this, Maulana Talib. This side is his Khalifa, Dr. Abdul Hay. Now what is it? So I started studying Hazrat's kitabs and looking for what's a reconciliation. How do we reconcile this matter? Karne laga to sarahatan koi tahreer nazar mein na aaye. I didn't find my answer anyway after I studied Hazrat's kitabs also. Isliye khat likha ke Hazrat se is shubha ko door karne ki istidaa kar raha hu. I wrote this letter so that, oh Allah, you can guide me and explain to me what is the middle path. Kya aainda is par amal karo so I can make amal. That is also important. Not just for knowing, but to make amal. Hazrat ki kitab Mawaiz Dard Muhabbat, Juma ke din aajkal ahbab ko parkar sunata hai na majlis. Hazrat ki kitab Dard Muhabbat, I read that to our friends. Bahut hi kamzor hu, I'm very weak. Dua ki darkhas ke Allah Taala is banda ko kamilin ke zumra mein apne rehmat ke kamil aise shumar farmaye. And please make dua, Allah include me in the kamilin, those who have reached perfection and completeness. Verse where Maulana Muhammad Mehtar always, mashallah, he's got something very nice to say. He says that, what's the difference between complete and finish? I completed my kitab, I finished my kitab, synonyms, same. So he says, one experienced person told, what is the difference? That if you marry a good woman, and mashallah, you have children, you have wife, your life is complete. But if you got a bad woman, you finish. That is the difference. And if there is a second marriage or something, and a worse woman, you completely finish. And if it is the third woman, you finish completely. So anyway, so he said, Allah make me amongst those who are perfect. Hazrat writes the reply. Now see, there are points to pick up in Hazrat's reply. Hazrat Haji Ibrahimullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Baashat mein baad namaz Isha Fajr tak is shayr ko parkar is tarah rote the. That Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali used to read this poem from Isha till Fajr in the Haram. Ke sunne walo ka kalija phat jata tha. That the people who hear, it was like their heart is going to burst. They couldn't take it, how he's crying, how, with what feeling and what dard, what feeling he was reading. To Hazrat ka kya haal hota hoga, what must be, when listeners are this, what must be he, how must he be reading it? Kaza qal al-hakim al-ummat thani rahmatullahi alayhi. Thani has written this, ya man rani al-khataya, falam yafdahni. Oh you who see me committing sins, but yet you don't disgrace and humiliate me. وَلَا تُعَذِّبْنِي فَإِنَّكَ عَلَيَّ قَادِرٌ. Please, do not punish me. You have full control and power over me. وَمِثْلُ ذَلِكَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Like this the whole night. So, معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ استحضار ماضی کا اجمال کافی ہے. There's the answer. That you don't have to pinpoint every guna and repeat. You finish, make toba, this guna. Ya Allah, forgive me for this guna. Now just in brief, all my gunas, please forgive them. And you read these duas and you ask, not pinpointing every guna every time again. Once you are made sincere toba, it's forgiven. Now just general toba. Kishnizan maazi kajmal kaafi hai. Hamare murshid Shah Abdul Ghani sahab rahmatullahi alayhi bhi tahajjud ke waqt bahut tadarru aur giriya se istighfar karte the. He says, my Shaykh also like that, and Hazrat himself also. Maulana Mazhar Sahib explained that there was just a sect between him and Hazrat, like two rooms. But they didn't have a big house when they were first in Nazimabad. But he could hear over the whole night, Ya Allah, mujhe maaf kar de, Ya Allah, mujhe maaf kar de, all the time. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Quran Sharif says, tahajjud time, these the righteous person, they ask for forgiveness. Ka jumla ismiya dawam istighfar til isatil ashar, rahmillah ki istighfar akhir shab ki ta'id hai. And according to the grammar, it shows that continuously they used to make ask for forgiveness. But what is that? On a general, not pinpointing every guna. Once you make tawbah, it's finished. Hazrat Doctor Sahib Arif Rahmatullahi ka matlab ye maalum hota hai. It appears that Doctor Sahib's meaning is this here. Now look, Hazrat is a king and master doctor of the tasawwuf. But what Hazrat likes, maalum hota, it appears. He's not speaking in an authoritative language. This is it. No, so this is how a person must be humble, in my opinion. I think it is this. Don't act as though you are a big authority. No, Hazrat was an authority. Absolute authority, the world acknowledged Hazrat. In his time, he was the authority. But how humbly he writes. Jo digar kutub akabir se ahkam ne samjha hai, and which I have understood from other buzurg's kitabs. That also what I have understood. کہ معاصی کے استغفار میں جزیات کا مراقبہ باعث حجاب ہوتا ہے but in استغفار to pinpoint every guna every time this causes you to be distant from Allah don't repeat it all the time it's forgiven like your wife you know, something went wrong all the time you bring it up again or she brings it up again it causes a rift between the two so don't always But generally, all my gunas, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah, what a great sinner I am. Ummeed e maghfirat ghalib ke bawajood, dawam e tadarru aur istighfar par nusukh aur amal e mashayikh kaafi rehbar hai. But maghfirat ghalib ke bawajood, once you have made sincere tawbah and asked forgiveness, inshallah your sins are forgiven. Hopefully, this is the overwhelming feeling that you have and hope that it has been forgiven. But in spite of that, always do you humble yourself and ask for forgiveness, not pinpointing the gunas, not individually, but just generally. This is in the clear ayats of the Quran, in the hadith, and the guidance of the akabir also points to this. May Allah bless us with these realities, and we can see what ulum these great giants had. Well, yet in spite of that, how humble they were. In this we are reading the guaranteed prescriptions for khatima on iman. Husne khatima ka nuskha number 4, the fourth one. Iman maujuda par shukar hai. To make shukar on the present iman that we have, to make shukar on this. یعنی ہر روز موجودہ ایمان پر شکر ادا کرنا every day whatever fix a time whether it's after Fajr before Fajr after Isha after Asr but at a certain time at least once that Ya Allah shukr you made me you gave me existence you made me a Muslim you gave me ایمان you put me with Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat you put me connected me with علماء جوب and the علماء حق you bless me with this Otherwise, how many people are far from this? So, the shukr a person should make. To hum apni ni'maton mein zarur, zarur izafa kar denge. Allah says, we will increase our favors. Aur waada hai ke lain shakartum la zidannakum. I will increase you. Bas iman par shukr, iman ke baqa, balki tarakki ka zariya hai. By making shukr on the iman that we have, this iman will remain and it will increase also. Increase all the things that you have to bring iman on. Your iman will be on all those things. And the quality of it also. Like you need 3 batteries, 3 cells in a torch. Well, you don't have 3, you only got 2, your torch is not going to light up. Then it says the batteries are not enough, they must be strong batteries. If they are flat batteries, no, it's proper, the quantity is there, 3 batteries. But the quality, they are flat batteries. You're not going to get work. So the iman, the quantity on all the things that we have to have iman, that must also be there. Then that conviction, that iman must be strong. It mustn't be flat batteries. Flat iman, it must be strong. And then Ma'arif Mathnawi, we were reading about the king, how he joined the crooks. And everyone explained what quality he has got. And now they started going. And they only needed one more person that in case we get caught, who can bail us out. So the king was the right person. He didn't know he's a king. He said that if I just shake my beard, the person who is going to go, has to go to the gallows also gets saved. So they said that, لیکن سزا کے خطرہ سے بچانے کا ہنر کسی کے پاس نہ تھا. To save ourselves if we have caught, and so that we needed, that we didn't have. Yehi kasar baaki thi jo aapki wajah se puri ho gayi. That was left by you coming and joining us now. That also is now complete everything. Aur saza ka khatra bhi khatam ho gaya. If we have to get caught, we know we're still going to get away. Bas, ab kaam mein lag jana chahiye. We must start our work now. Is mashwara ke baad sab ne qasr-e-shah Mahmood ki taraf rukh gaya. The king is what? Mahmud Ghaznavi. And now they made Mashura, we're going to steal by the king. And he's also together what? In his own palace, they now decided they're going to go and steal. Rasta mein kutta bhoonka. To kutte ke aawaz samajhne wale ne kaha, kutte ne kaha hai ki tumhare saath badshah bhi hai. On the way, the dog barked, and the person who knew the language of the dog, he said, the dog is saying, the king is with you people. Eh? There is a big lesson here, which Hazrat explains later, tumhare badshah bhi hai. Lekin uski baat ki taraf choron ne dhyan na diya. But they didn't pay any attention. Why? Kyunki lalach hunar ko poshida kar deta hai. When greed is in a person, then though he knows what it is, but it overpowers him. Like a person has got lust, and he knows it's haram, it's harmful. I can lose my life, I can lose my marriage, I can lose my children. But when it overpowers, he still goes and do. A person wants to steal money, whether he goes and rob or he steals from his boss or whatever. He knows it's wrong. I mustn't do it. He's reminded, but that overpowers him. And still he finds himself, he does it. So though the dog had informed them, but still they were overpowered and they still went and do. Said hijab asdij basue dida should. Chu gharas ahmed hunar kurshida should. And all this veils that are there that you must not do it. But when your heart, when your nafs is in control, though your heart and your brain will tell you don't do it, you'll still go and you will do it. Ek ne khaak sungi aur bata diya ke shahi khazana yaha hai. For the other one, he smelled the ground and he pointed out the treasure is in this place here, in the palace of the king. He pointed out the place. Ek ne kaman phenki aur shahi mahal mein daakil ho gaya. The other one, he had the art of just going over the fence, and he went over the fence and he went inside. Naqab zamne naqab lagadi. And the person who had the art of quickly making a hole and to get in, he did that work. Aur aapas mein khazana taqseem kar liya. They got all the treasure, they divided it amongst themselves. Aur jaldi jaldi har ek ne maali masrooqa poshida kar liya. And everyone hid away that wealth what he got, each one of them. Badshah ne har ek ka hulya pehchan liya. The king was watching them, each one, their faces into identity parade. He was watching them all. اور ہر ایک کے قیام گاہ کے راستوں کو محفوظ کر لیا. And as they were going to their houses, that also he recorded mentally. This one stays this house, that one is in that house, that one went to that house. اور اپنے کو ان سے مخفی کر کے, and he hid himself from them, محل شاہی کی طرف واپس ہو گیا. He went back to his palace again. This he noted all mentally. بادشاہ نے دل کو عدالت میں شک کا تمام ماجرہ بیان کر کے سپاہیوں کو حکم دیا. The king in the day now, he told at night all this happened in the court. And he told the police, now you people go, sab ko giriftar kar lo, arrest all of them. He knew them also, and he knew the addresses also. So, jab wo sab ke sab mashke kase huye, adalat mein hazir huye, when they all came now into the court, and the handcuffed, and they were arrested and they were brought. تو تخت شاہی کے سامنے ہر ایک خوف سے کانپنے لگا. Each one in front of now what is going to happen, they were just shivering. They were restless. They were very very tense. لیکن وہ چور جس کے اندر یہ خاصیت تھی کہ جس کو اندھیرے رات میں دیکھ لیتا دن میں بھی اس کو بے شبہ پہچان لیتا, وہ مطمئن تھا. But amongst them there was one person who said, who I see at night, I recognize him in the day also. He recognized, this is the same king. He was the one with us. So he recognized him, so he was also frightened. But together with that he had lost hope also. Because the king said that if I just make a sign, all will get free. So I was in between. I knew we are guilty, and at the same time I knew this is the king. And he said that if he just makes a sign, we will get away. Is par khauf ke saath raja ke aathar bhi numaya the. Together with his fear, we had hope also we will get away. Yani haybat e sultani aur kehre intiqami se tarsa aur lutf e sultani ka ummeedwar tha. That is this person, that from the anger of the king and the revenge and the punishment that will be meted out, he knew the kindness of the king also. And he had hope that he will set us free. کہ حسبِ وعدہ جب مراحلِ خسروانہ سے داری ہل جائے گی تو پھر فور خلاصی ہو جائے گی. That as soon as he'll just make a sign and his beard will shake, we will be free. They will set us free. اور حسبِ وعدہ میں اپنے تمام گروہ کو بھی چھروا لوں گا. And according to the promises we made, I won't only get free myself, we recognize, but I'll get all my friends also freed. غایت مروت سے بادشاہ اپنے جان پہچان والے سے اعراض نہ کرے گا. And because the king is so kind and so compassionate, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, that those who recognize him, he won't make that I don't know you now. So he recognized me that I was with them at night, and he won't now make as if I don't know you from anywhere. Like we somewhere, we traveling together, everything, and now we came home. Now that person visited us in our masjid, we should invite him home for a meal. But we make as if we don't know him from any side. Eh? We just cut a line from there. بلکہ خرج قبول کر کے سب کو چھوڑا دے چھوڑ دے گا. But he will accept and he will have everyone set free. In front we read what happened further in this court case. May Allah grant us these realities inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, this يوم الخميس we will be traveling to Swaziland for 3 days, and then inshallah next week on ليلة الأربعاء Tuesday night. Whoever wants to join in the safar still can still inform Hazrat. Inshallah on يوم الخميس in the morning Hazrat will be the latest tomorrow morning to please inform Hazrat so that they can make the preparations. That's it. And then inshallah next week on this night. We won't be having the normal weekly majlis here in Azharwal in the madrasa. Hazrat will be having a program. It will be the 15th of Shaban night. So the program will be in Lakefield, in Binoni, in Lakefield Masjid. So I'm going to request for the brothers to participate and join in the program, inshallah. Inshallah, next week, on the Ilatul Arbi'ah, on Tuesday night, there won't be the normal weekly program here in the Darul Ulum. But Hazrat will be, inshallah, in Lakefield Masjid, in Binoni, and they will be having a program there. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها وولها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.